At KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, time for a look at the news for a Thursday. It's the 16th day of November for 2017. Again, we want to remind you we have a traffic hazard, Highway 49, Highway 26. Actually, it's at Highway 49 at Main Street in McCallamy Hill. This is a tree down in the southbound lane. Crews are en route to remove that, but please be careful. Other than that, not much going on local roads at this hour. We do have chain requirements still in effect on Highway 88 and on Highway 4. For Highway 88, chains are required today. That's chains, the exception four-wheel drive vehicles with snow tires. So that's R2. Chains are required today from Iron Mountain on up to Pickett's Junction. And over on Highway 4 today, chains or snow tires, just R1, chains of snow tires are required from the Mount Reba turnoff on into Mount Reba. So as always, drive carefully and drive safely. If you're going to be out there today, you'll hear one of our stories today talks about wet and slick roadways causing an accident early yesterday. And the same holds true for today, too. So be careful out there. You know, we could see some minor flooding due to, trees, branches and leaves in drains and backing water up. But so far, crews have been doing a really good job, especially here in Jackson, of clearing debris away from any of the normal areas that flood. So, well, topping the news for today, effective in less than 1 hour from now, burn restrictions will be lifted in the Tuolumne, Calaveras, Eastern Stanislaus, and Eastern San Joaquin counties. CAL FIRE Tuolumne Calaveras Unit Chief Josh White says that the cooler temperatures, higher humidity, and winter weather have helped to diminish the threat of wildfire. However, he reminds the public that a valid burn permit will be needed until the end of fire season, which will be determined by CAL FIRE. CAL FIRE will also be implementing this spring a new elevation-based burning system. Now, this is how it's going to work. There'll be two zones. Zone 1 will be below 3,500 feet, and Zone 2 above 3,500 feet. Now, this will allow property owners at the higher elevations, due to the cooler temperatures, to burn later and have a longer window to burn, and will minimize the potential of any escaped control debris burns at the lower elevation. So expect a lot of education on that coming up after the first of the year. Again, CAL FIRE will be implementing this new elevation-based burning system. Well, an early morning traffic stop in Ione landed two men behind bars recently. According to the Ione PD, early Sunday morning, an officer pulled over a pickup truck for a lighting violation. The driver, Jeffrey Barbieri of Seaside, and his passenger from Railroad Flat both told the officer they did not have any identification on them. After further investigation, the officer discovered that Barbieri had a warrant and was wanted by U.S. Marshals, and his passenger had a warrant from El Dorado County. The officer conducted a search of the vehicle with the help of a Mule Creek State Prison canine and a large amount of prepackaged butane honey oil, which is concentrated marijuana, as well as a large amount of cash, were discovered. Both subjects were arrested and booked into the county jail for possession of marijuana for sales and for their outstanding warrants. Wet roadway? That's a tongue teaser this morning there. Wet roadway conditions played a major factor in a solo vehicle accident yesterday on Highway 49. According to the CHP, while heading up the grade out of Drytown, the driver lost traction on the roadway. The vehicle, a Dodge pickup, slid across the road, slamming into the dirt embankment. The driver sustained injuries and was taken to Sutter Amador Hospital for treatment. CHP reminds drivers to use caution when driving on wet roadways and to also keep an eye out for any minor flooding, poor drainage, or leaf-clogged drains that could result in minor flooding on local roadways. And the Amador Board of Supervisors has voted to support changing the name of Squaw Ridge to Hungulegi Ridge. Squaw Ridge runs through Amador and Alpine counties east of Silver Lake as part of a larger effort to remove the word squaw, which most Native Americans consider an insulting term. The ridge would instead be named for the Washaw people who would travel to the area from the Tahoe Basin in the wintertime. While most of the supervisors supported the proposal, Supervisor Onetto questioned if the word squaw was really offensive and the usefulness of the change at all. Well, the proposal passed on a 4-0-1 vote, with Onetto abstaining. In other business, the board started the process of updating application fees for the county's building, planning, and environmental health departments. It's been over a decade since the county updated these fees, so once updated, they could double or even triple the cost of applications, particularly new construction. The board also approved a new oral health program grant and the hiring of a new health director position. Also, a resolution declaring Tuesday, November 28th, as Giving Tuesday in Amador County, and a report from Superintendent Amy Slavinsky on the state of the county schools was also heard. Well, Big Tree State Park National Resource Management staff and CAL FIRE have begun the park's fall prescribed burning program. The park has been conducting prescribed burning since 1976. The goal is to mimic the natural role that fire plays in the ecosystem and to reduce the threat of catastrophic wildfires. The burn will run through the next several months within the North and South Groves and along Big Trees Village and Blue Lake Springs. The park will be working with the Calaveras County Air Pollution Control District to limit the impact of smoke. Visitors to the park are also cautioned when driving near the prescribed burn areas. And Dignity Health announced that Bob Deal, president and CEO of Mark Twain Medical Center, has been named to the California Hospital Association's Rural Healthcare Centers Advisory Board. According to the California Hospital Association, with 27% of California rural hospitals closing since 1995, Deal brings to the advisory board a strong set of skills that will help navigate the increasing challenges placed on local hospitals. He begins his 3-year term January 1st. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy reporting.